Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. For the longest time, my identity has firmly been in the do-it-yourself camp. I've accomplished a lot in this frame of thinking, but I've also made a ton of mistakes. As I near the end of a 30-day business accelerator, I've had the opportunity to incorporate feedback and collaboration into my creative process, helping me to see the value of the do-it-ourselves camp. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share how you can transform your creative process from DIY to DIO. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/238. I wasn't really sure what to talk about this morning until I read this line from The Innovators by Walter Isaacson. Quote, "The maker culture in America, ever since the days of community barn raisers and quilting bees, often involved do-it-ourselves rather than do-it-yourself." This quote unlocked some thinking about the changes I've been making lately. I've been learning how to incorporate feedback into my creation process. As I mentioned in the opener, I am an individualist at heart. My identity is firmly entrenched in the do-it-yourself philosophy. And I've had some really good successes with this, but I've also made a ton of mistakes. And I've also developed some healthy ruts into, you know, my process and how I approach my creative work. I've really been diving deep into why I do what I do and how I do it. And one of the ways that I have been doing that is through a systems thinking approach. One of the classes that I took in my master's degree was all about systems thinking, and it's really about charting the systems of work and what comes in, how things progress, and what comes out. What I do really well is coming up with an idea, producing work, and iterating on that idea. While that's all well and good, there are some things in that process that are good, but didn't really have them a part of my process. And so I started drawing larger orbits around this process. And one of the orbits was just feedback. One orbiting that was collaboration. And one beyond that was funding or financing this project. And so in systems thinking, this idea of a loop where it's either reinforcing itself and really creating a smooth process, but then there are some loops that are balancing. They intentionally slow a system down or unintentionally so that it can either improve itself or slow it down for worse lack of gain. And without making it too academic, what I was doing was I had this loop that was really powering itself of idea, create, and iterate. But feedback was slowing it down because I wasn't asking for feedback. I wasn't collaborating, and I wasn't really seeking funding for these ideas. And all these things require the impact and input of other people. So what do I do with that? How do I incorporate feedback, collaboration, and funding into this process? And so my systems thinking diagram included feedback and collaboration after every stage of the process. So every time I would come up with an idea, I would seek feedback and collaboration and fuel that into coming up with the creation process. And after I have some tangible results, I would get feedback and collaboration, which then fueled iteration, which fueled new ideas. You can kind of see where I'm going with this. And so the more I started thinking about this, I started putting it into action because of the accelerator that I'm doing. I've been working on an email series that hopefully will launch by Monday. I've got some editing to do because I've been putting the drafts in front of people that I trust, getting their input on grammar, on content, how to make it better. And this is something that I hadn't done at this stage before. And it's rewiring how I work. It's rewiring how I even think about the creation process. So I want to share 6 ways that you can transform from DIY to DIO. And depending upon whether you're like me and you're firmly a do-it-yourselfer, if you're already a do-it-ourselves-er, you probably know all of these intuitively. But I hope that there's something in here that we can all learn from. First, know thyself and your creative process. Understand your reliance upon yourself, how you seek feedback and collaborate with others. I, like I mentioned, firmly relied upon myself, and I very rarely asked for feedback, and it was even rarer for me to collaborate with others. But now, as I seek feedback earlier in the process, I'm able to kind of understand how it can impact my creative process. I'm trying to remove my identity from the things that I make and instead change my identity into someone who is a collaborator, who seeks feedback and doesn't take things personally when I don't do a great job. Because perhaps things could be better if I don't think that they're great out of the gate. So another way to think about it is, when do you let others into the collaboration process? I don't normally let people into that process. So by knowing myself and how I approach these things, I'm able to start the process of moving from DIY to DIO. Second, learn to ask for feedback after each phase of your creative process. As I mentioned, I would often wait till the very end. And it's intentional why I did that, because when you're at the end of the creative process, it's easier to dismiss the feedback that you get because of the fact that you've already invested time and energy to make something perfect. So instead of waiting till the very end, when you know that you can be defensive and you know you can be more closed off to changes, by incorporating feedback earlier, you're able to not take the weight of the responsibility of perfecting something. That's, again, not something that I really understood until now. Third, build a list of people you want to collaborate with, note what their strengths are, and most importantly, why you want to work with them. This is an interesting one, because a lot of times when we think of collaboration, we think that, you know, we're going to either have teams around us, or maybe there's going to just be people magically showing up that want to work with you. And I don't think that's the case. I really think you have to make collaboration something that you reach out to others to do, especially if you're used to doing it yourself. You have to make an effort to reach out to people and kind of show that you really are someone who wants to collaborate. When you put forth the message that you are a do-it-yourselfer, I don't think people really want to engage with do-it-yourselfers as much as people who want to engage with collaborators. And so build that list. Note what their strengths are, what you're really lit up about. Maybe in terms of filmmaking, you really love how they light a scene, or their camera angles, or the way they edit things, or how they write stories. And then write why you want to work with them. Maybe it's their craft. Maybe it's the ways that they build relationships. Maybe it's their quirky sense of humor. Maybe it's their brand. You know, make those notes. Fourth, when you see an opportunity for collaboration in your creative process show up, step up and ask the person who would best fill that role to collaborate with you. I know that kind of seems like a duh statement, but how often do you shut down collaboration because people aren't reaching out to you? Are you even looking for opportunities, or are you just focused on everything that you can do? So not only do you have to look for the opportunities, but you have to ask the people to fill those roles. Fifth, Be a creative partner and reciprocate when others ask for feedback or to collaborate. Reciprocity is one of those things that fuels collaboration and feedback. When you are not only a person that is asking, but a person that is receiving and giving back to other people, that creates that self-reinforcing loop that fuels your creative process when you become a do-it-ourselvers, or whatever we want to describe it as. But be reciprocal. Be someone who not only asks and receives what other people have to give you, but you're giving of them as well. Sixth and finally, none of this works, especially when you're starting out on your own, without trust. And the only way to build trust into a collaborative process is by taking it slow. You need to build your habits, you need to build your routines, you need to build your relationships, and it's going to take time, because I think one of the hallmarks of a do-it-yourselfer, I don't even know how to describe it sometimes, DIYers, one of the hallmarks is that you don't necessarily trust people as much as you trust yourself. So you need to build trust in other people slowly. And that can ramp up over time to the point where it will just become second nature to you. All right, so I hope this has been helpful for you to kind of think, especially if you're like me, a DIYer at heart, to become a DIOer. And I hope that you'll reach out and share with me some of the things that you're doing to really foster feedback and collaboration in your creative process. What's working well? What's not? I want to hear from you, chris@chrismartinstudios.com, and I will talk with you on Monday. As we come to the end of this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with other creative entrepreneurs, leaders, and your friends? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode of this show, or you can have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Do you have a big idea that you're chasing or want to share about how you're growing in your creative work? Perhaps you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to, drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm @CMStudios. Not only do I love talking about curiosity, but I like writing about it too. So be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Every Monday, I share some thoughts about what I'm learning and what's blowing my mind, as well as a spotlight on a creative professional you might not know. I also share short guides and sneak peeks at projects that I'm working on. You can sign up at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/238. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.